In 2017, the North Dakota legislature was asked to fund new voting machines. The legislature declined. That means North Dakota is using the same voting system that it purchased back in 2004.
That's a long lifespan for technology.
Deputy Secretary of State Jim Silrum says his office and the county auditors will do everything they can to make sure the votes will be counted accurately. But he says that will be a bit of a challenge.
It's based on an operating system that soon will be no longer supported by Microsoft because it's based on Windows 7. It has motherboards within the device that have chips within them, and you can't any longer find chips or those motherboards that run slow enough because modern technology has so far advanced beyond that. They just say, well, why would we want to build something so slow anymore?
Silrum says the counties have had to cannibalize some of the existing machines to make at least some of them work.
That means there are fewer machines available.
And there is a fallback old-school system for counting the vote because current devices use paper ballots.
If all else fails, we can always hand count the ballots. But hand counting is laborious, and it's never quite as accurate as a machine is, especially at the end of a long election day when poll workers have already been working for 12 or 13 hours, then to start hand counting ballots, that's just a recipe for not good things. But that being said, we have paper ballots, so we'll always be able to find a way to count those votes and count them accurately.
Silrum says the 2019 legislature will be asked again to upgrade the machines. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.